anguish has turned to anger. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. As students in Uvalde, Texas, frantically called 911 about an active shooter, police waited more than an hour to breach the classroom.
Of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There was no excuse for that.
Stephen McCraw is director of the Texas Department of Public Safety. On Tuesday, a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at an elementary school.
This all goes back to investigators saying the local incident commander at the time of the shooting thought there was no longer a threat to kids. They assumed the active shooter situation had changed into a barricaded man. But we now know authorities believe children were inside the school.
Fox's Jeff Paul. While gathering in Houston, supporters of the NRA denounced the shooting while insisting that tougher gun laws won't prevent future tragedies.
Ultimately, as we all know, what stops armed bad guys is armed good guys.
Senate Republican Ted Cruz. A shooting in suburban Chicago last night has left three people hurt, one critically. That's according to the Chicago Sun-Times. No arrests have been made. It's getting even harder to find baby formula. According to a retail data firm, the out-of-stock rate has surged to 70%. Yesterday in Dearborn, Michigan, an emergency formula drive was held.
They are providing formula to as many families as possible. We've been able to locate a network that we have created of nonprofits and local stakeholders, try to identify formula to the greatest of our capacity.
Mayor Abdullah Hamoud, on Friday, the White House announced that more than 1 million cans of formula will be shipped from Australia. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two wildfires in New Mexico that merged have both been traced to prescribed burns that were set by federal forest managers. The resulting inferno, the largest in state history, has consumed more than 485 square miles and has destroyed hundreds of structures. Monkeypox continues to spread with some 200 cases documented in more than 20 countries by the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization's Director of Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases, Dr. Sylvie Briand, says in the past, monkeypox case outbreaks have been contained, but she called 200 cases in 20 countries unusual.
We don't know if this unusual situation is due to a virus change. It doesn't seem so because the first sequencing of the virus shows that the strain is not different from the strain we can find in endemic countries. And it's probably more due to a change in human behavior.
While doctors have said most infections appear in gay and bisexual men, they warn others could be infected if the virus continues to spread. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
COVID-19 is also spreading, and that has some school systems returning to mask mandates.
As new COVID infections increase across the U.S., more colleges and grade schools are reinstating mask mandates. That's the case in Berkeley, California, where school officials say they only have enough substitutes to fill 50% of the vacancies left by teachers who are out sick.
Fox's Jonathan Seri, some parent groups are pushing back against mandates. At our southern border, apparent lapses in COVID-19 testing, a report from the Inspector General's Office of the Homeland Security Department says there have been numerous instances where immigration officials couldn't prove that migrants were screened for COVID before boarding domestic flights. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.